my God. Are you kidding me?
You're on air. Oh my gosh, she's on air. Sorry. I told you the song was ending. Anyways, as professional as it gets here at WMFO, welcome. Good evening. Where's your microphone, lady? Oh my gosh.
Any time to get set up.
Well, you know,
it's fine.
Things are falling apart.
It's okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, you're so
good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
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 We have Adriana with us today.
Hello.
Happy times. Happy times in the station. let's see. Whew, I am not prepared for this today, I don't think. I spent my entire day in Halligan. I've been up since 8:30. Oh, I don't even know what 8:30 is anymore because I don't get up before like 11:30.
Yeah, that's a rough day.
I didn't know I was going to be on here until an hour ago. So
congratulations. I'm
Welcome
so
to the crew.
Happy to hear it. I hope
also been up since 8 this morning. It has been a long day. I've got a lot done.
Hey, there you go. A productive day is a good day.
Lots more.
You have lots more.
So, you know, could be better, could be worse.
Okay. Well, you know, there's worse things. Mm-hmm. So, I think we have some music.
We do.
Hopefully, we'll have some antics. I don't know.
We always have antics.
We always have antics.
It's crazy. Crazy,
crazy stuff. All right. Well, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is 88 miles per hour. We're here every Tuesday. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., I think. Mm-hmm. Time
sounds,
is hard sometimes.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about
is
right.
Hard, though.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Yesterday, I thought what? I thought 8:45 was 5:45.
You did.
It was bad. So
you tried, hope. Though.
I think when you woke up.
No.
We're talking about things. Time.
Yeah.
You know.
So I think I've recovered since then.
That's good. It was a little concerning.
It was very concerning. Okay. We should play some music, I think. Amanda, do you have a song?
I do have a song.
Oh my gosh. She has a song. She has a song. She has a song. She has a song. She's going to play us a song. Oh, it's a song.
It's spooky.
Sweet dream, really thought we made a sweet dream.
samma bil. Vi sitter i samma bil. Tusen år och tusen mil. Vi sitter i samma bil. Om det här är vad du vill, kan jag åka tusen till. En silverfärgad bil. Vi sitter i samma bil. Vi sitter i samma bil. En silvergrå missil. En bomb i motsatt fil. Vi sitter i samma bil. Om man somnar för en stund, tar du slut på en sekund. Och jag har velat dö med stil. Vi sitter i samma bil.
What a fade out. The little so, cascade.
Amanda, can you pronounce the name of the song we just listened to?
Unfortunately not. Everyone, that was a Swedish band. They're called Bo Kaspers Orchester. And the song, I believe, is called Isamabil. If you listen to the song, I think that's what they sing, but that's my best guess. I have no idea what it means, so I'm sorry if that's like... If there's anything offensive in the song, if you speak Swedish.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I didn't check. Probably my job too, but.
In one of my high school Spanish classes, I must have been like reading a sentence or something, and I pronounced a word.
Ooh.
It was very similar to a not very nice curse word. And my teacher had to like stop the class and give us like a speech of the like, hey, like you just gotta be careful when you're pronouncing
things. What Spanish word was it?
I'm not gonna say it on air because I will probably mispronounce it again.
We can talk about it
off air.
Yes,
Amanda's probably much better than I am. Anyways.
But backstory on the song we just listened to. So Kat, one of our friends here at school, was talking to her geology professor about his music tastes, and so he just pulled out this random Swedish rock band from the
90s. This was his go-to. He was
this
like,
his go-to
this
band
was like, oh, he's like, I really like this band right
now. Yeah, they're from the 90s.
Swedish band.
All right. Bo Kaspers Orchestra. Check them out.
So we checked
they're
them
actually
out.
Actually, not that bad.
Yeah,
like,
they were pretty good.
Because I was like, we'll see. Okay, we'll see Sweden. Uh-huh. And then they pulled through.
And I was expecting, honestly, an alternative, like poppy song. I don't know. I was expecting like some. I don't know what I expected.
Like an Swedish older guy. Death metal.
Yeah, yeah. Something weird. And I was just like, what?
Exactly.
Well, there you go. Sometimes things will pleasantly surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think we had some. Are we ready for over under? Yes. Okay, wait. We should have like an under over under theme song.
We should. We
what
should.
Are you? All right. What is like the over underrated mood? Give me a word. A word. Two words.
Oh.
A phrase? I don't know.
I wasn't prepared for this.
That's the point.
Okay.
For a song?
Just like a
nice background. Okay. Some background tunes.
Ocean.
Ocean. Oh. Ocean Man. Ocean Man. Ocean sounds.
Ocean sounds.
Calming seas. 8 hours of relaxing sounds of waves. Tropical island beach ambient sounds.
Okay, I'm down for
any Zen ocean waves. Did any of those speak to you?
I think the Zen one.
Yeah.
Or the 6 hours of calming ocean waves.
Okay, let's see. What do we got here?
Let's hear it.
Nope.
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 Yep.
Yep. She got there, you guys. Oh. Listen to those waves. It's like a seashell in my
ear. Can you even hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. It's right there. It's like static.
I feel like we need.
It's just gonna sound like someone going.
Shh.
Audrey, you can be our ocean waves.
All right, game. Game show song.
We'll lose viewers very fast.
Let's see. Not Family Feud. The greatest game show theme song. Price is Right.
Ooh, do you like the Match Game theme song? I love that one.
What is that? Okay.
Let's go for that.
The Match Game. I don't know if it's theme song or like intro. I don't know like how you find that.
Let's see.
There's like match game like music, I feel like.
From 1973?
Oh yeah.
Do it.
Okay, hold on. It's a load in. Sorry, this is a very long detour.
It's okay.
We just want to give the people a.
Oh wow, this is perfect.
Isn't it great? This is great, isn't it?
Song
oh my god.
Over under.
I love it. Right. Okay.
We're ready to play now.
Here we go.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't this great?
This just makes me smile.
Oh. Yes.
All right, well.
Here we go. Over under. Go.
This is great. Okay, my overrated underrated is, you know how like when you'd go to like the movies or something when you were little and you put a quarter in the thing and like it wasn't for a gumball, it'd come in like a little like plastic pod and
yes.
Sometimes it like showed on the outside like what they were gonna be, but sometimes it was just a surprise. So overrated, underrated.
Definitely underrated.
I think underrated too,
because it's only 25 cents.
True.
Like, and my mom would never let me. That's a lie, she might be listening right now, so sometimes she would, but it's just 25 cents. So I feel like it's worth it for the
also,
fun.
Also, I always remember like when I did get it, no matter what I got, I was always happy. Like I was
that's
always
true.
Satisfied.
Sure.
I never was like, oh damn. Because like you know what you're getting into. You know what's 25 cents and you know it's going
to
be good.
Sometimes it would be those parachute guys.
Oh,
you know
I like those. Or I also like the sticky hands.
The sticky
hands. Yeah. I always, there was like the little like Pokemon action figures
true,
the one by my movie theater, and I loved those ones.
Loved
them. Which movie theater?
Oh my god, the Chester one that got shut down.
I think I had a birthday party or two there.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I love that. It was such a cute
little
theater.
It was cute. Back in the like,
yeah, that's a gym. Sad. Hate
it. It is
that.
A gym.
It's a gym.
It's
now.
Like a swanky gym.
Yeah, it's like a nice gym.
Yeah, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey things.
All right. Amanda, did you have an overrated, underrated?
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, overrated, underrated stuffing.
I love.
Oh, I wasn't sure where you
stuffing.
Going.
I could eat. I would literally like. I think there was times where my mom would just like make stuffing. Like, not just, even close to Thanksgiving.
Just
and I would just, like, sit and eat, like, a bowl of it. Like, not with any, like, not on a sandwich, not, like, with a side of, like, meat and potato, just, like, straight up stuffing.
I don't think I like stuffing because I don't, I don't know, like,
I know.
The thing
I'm
is,
like,
I just get, like,
right now.
The thing is, I just get so distracted by the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's
I just,
so
like,
true. Oh,
I don't have room for stuffing.
Like, my dad makes the best mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I love mashed potatoes.
He makes
such good ones. And, like, so I just, like, it's all about the mashed potatoes for me. Like, the other stuff is just, like, a side effect. You know?
I have enough love in my heart that I can have mashed potoes. And stuffing.
Stuff.
And enjoy both of them.
I
get it.
Yeah.
They are not in the spotlight next to mashed potatoes. Yeah. And that's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to enjoy them.
Right. I will let you enjoy it. You can eat all our stuffings.
Perfect. That's I'd be so happy to. And it doesn't even have to be like fresh, like homemade stuffing. Like the stuff, the croutons that like come in the package just add like whatever.
That's not bad. That's
still
not bad.
Good. So good.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, Adriana, did you have one?
Yeah, I have an over under. I feel like I have an under always poorly thought of, but my over under is Secret Santa, but mostly like. Should we be called, like, what should we really be calling Secret Santa? I feel like
this is not over under, but I like it.
It's not over under. Sorry, I'm like really bad at these things, and I just
well, like, you want us to come up with a new name for Secret Santa?
Yeah, I honestly just think that Secret Santa is overrated because it's called Secret Santa, and I want a new fresh.
You want a new name?
Like, oh, can I have time to think about
this? Yeah, you can have time.
I think I could come up with a good one.
Like, I'm not saying it needs to be like more PC or like something like that, but I just feel like Secret Santa is a little dated, a little boring.
Sure.
Yeah,
true.
I wouldn't mind if it was a nice Hanukkah mix-up. Like, what if we just change it every year? Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like Secret Santa is just like, eh. It's just like,
guys, I'm
not
gonna,
what I'm looking for.
Wait. Okay, keep talking for a minute, because I'm going to come up with a really fast, funny name.
Trying to keep the alliteration in there. I feel like
yeah. Like kind of well, see, I, like, well, I don't know. It's hard. I feel like the idea, like, the concept behind Secret Santa is, like, fun and nice if people are actually willing to like put in the time and thought to like get their person like a thoughtful gift. But if it's one of those things where it's like, oh man, like I'm just gonna find this old, you know, crummy whatever in the back of my house and wrap it up real nice, like then it's just like, oh man, I got a junky gift.
I think Secret Santa always has the potential to be great, but I feel like there's always that one person who gets the best thing. And even if it's not
and
like,
then you're sad.
Yeah, and it's not even that's like maybe the best thing that you would want, but it's like the person did such a good job tailoring it to them that you know that like they would have done a good job tailoring it to you. So it's like kind of sad.
And it's not about like the gift like value or much money you spent or how. It's more just like, did you put like a little thought into it to make it personalized? That like when I open it, I don't go, oh, a generic gift. I go, oh, they actually got something that like for me, or they made me. Even if like it was just like a handmade card or something
that was
it's about the personal touches.
I think handmade cards are underrated.
True.
I agree.
Sorry, guys. My over-under was I didn't have one. I just, like, said something random in my brain.
I do that. That's, like, most of
and
mine.
And I was
it's
like,
okay.
Oh, that wasn't
amazing. Amanda, did you come up with something?
Okay, I went to Thesaurus, and I was trying to Thesaurus, like, Secret and Santa to see what it would come up with. But, you guys, it's really disappointing.
Oh, no.
The best thing I've... I just saw one of them, and I didn't see it before. The best I've got...
She can't even speak.
No. It's not good at all.
No.
It's Hush Hush Kris Kringle.
What?
Actually, I like that better.
Hush Hush Kris
Kringle. Here, you pick one now. We can all pick our favorite versions.
You guys want to do Hush Hush Kris Kringle? Wow. No, see, that is infinitely better already.
I think you picked the best.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to beat that.
I didn't see Hush Hush before. All right,
it's official.
Oh, wow.
It has been renamed.
I like it. See, that's fresh. I like it.
Yeah.
Now I'm more excited about it.
Modern.
Okay.
Amazing. Thanks, guys. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into this episode of whatever that was.
Hush, hush, Kris Kringle.
Wow. We have to spread the word.
Can you also just imagine inviting someone to do Hush, Hush, Kris Kringle? Like, hey.
Guys, I want to call it that. I actually really like that.
Well, Adriana, are you pleased?
I'm so pleased
that
this conversation
fixed it for you.
I'm so happy. Okay. Wow.
Amazing. All right. Well, while all of you tell your friends about Hush Hush Kris Kringle, we're going to play some more music.
Oh, my
gosh. We didn't introduce any of the other songs we listened to. We got too caught up in things. The first song that we listened to was Grave Architecture by Pavement. Then we listened to Sweet Dreams by Borns and Thinning by Snail Mail. Those were all before our Swedish Spectacular. And here's another song.
Woo!
Mom, I said, wait for the moment. Gone home, went to bed. While the other kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like, but I don't love, I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will see me, but I'll play cool, 'cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. Turn it down. Trying to get my friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile, listen, don't I smile. It was so nice to get a call. Sharon, I'm good at stuff and you're into stuff. I'm a product guy, and you're a produce girl. I said the money, 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 money will be spent. I'm not true to the grooves that turn you off. Bass man.
No, I'm gonna. Okay. We're gonna listen to a very important PSA. PSA. So around this time every year, we have a donations drive because it's expensive to run a station, especially when things break, like they seem to have been doing this year.
All the time.
And radio equipment is expensive.
True.
Yes. So for everyone that donates, we can go on our website. We're going to play a PSA that will explain to you just what to do.
So do it.
Here it goes.
Oh, wow.
This is a good one.
This is amazing.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Star Wars just makes me happy.
That was amazing.
That was great. I loved it.
I don't know. There's something empowering about it. I feel like I want to go watch Star Wars now.
I just want to listen to the soundtrack.
That too. Well, anyways, all right. That was our wonderful donations drive PSA. And I think unnamed guest number one is going to read us our every week PSA.
Hello.
Hello.
Of course I am.
Have you brought your cold, rainy weather to us? Because I'm sad.
I'm very sorry. I don't know what happened. I left London and it was like this and came over here and it was the same. Just not a great Tuesday.
Also, unnamed guest number one, I had high tea for the first time, like with the whole deal with my cousins and like biscuits. And I just say thank you. Wow.
Isn't it brilliant?
That's underrated.
It's lovely.
For sure.
Simply brilliant.
Wow. So thank you for that, unnamed guest number one. Thank your culture
you guys
for that.
Y'all have a lot to thank us for. But, anyways, I have a very short PSA today. I feel like it's a little bit controversial.
Oh, okay.
So you have to tell me if you believe this PSA.
Oh. Mm.
Why not cover your computer camera?
Mm.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
Opaque.
In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
Did you say the government?
Yes, the government programs.
Whoa.
Which I know a lot about since I'm from London.
Right. I mean, I don't cover mine. I feel like, congratulations, you get to watch me be miserable and do my homework for 3 hours. Like, I'm not really sure.
That's a very good point.
What you're
so
snooping
do you
on
really
there.
Care is the real question.
I mean, I'm sure there's creepos that do it.
Yeah. My cousin was telling me like a couple weeks ago that her whole like class was like, they told them about it, so now all of them have sticky notes on there.
I mean, like, I don't really use my camera ever.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a blue moon. So like,
no,
I don't
I
have
I'm
an
saying,
issue
like,
just putting a thing
yeah.
over it.
Yeah. But like, it's just also like, eh. Yeah, I figure I'm not doing anything important either. I feel like dancing around naked in front of my
No, kids. I'm not doing that. I'm usually just like, the lab report. Come on. Yeah. So, it's
very
yeah.
true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understandable.
Well, thanks. Still, thank you for informing us. It's a good thing
thoughts,
to keep in the back of the mind.
In the noodle.
In the noggin.
Well, I will see you next week.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coming, unnamed
Thanks
guest number one.
Thanks for having me.
Always. All right. So, We have more music.
We do indeed.
We listened to "Wait for the Moment" by, how would you pronounce this, Amanda? Wolfpack. I think there is an F.
Oh, Wolfpack.
Wolf.
I think it's supposed to be like Wolfpack.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like a vampire.
Oh.
Wolfpack.
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 Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Wolfpack.
Well, there you go.
Right?
You heard it here. I think that's what they're definitely vampires. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we listen to "Every Time I'm Ready to Hug" by Ra-Ra-Riot.
Don't question it.
It just makes me laugh.
Don't question it.
It's a lovely name. Really good. Name.
I thought so.
Are you ready to hug?
I am always ready.
You're always ready to hug?
That's a lie. I don't want people thinking I'm always ready for hug.
I feel like I'm mostly
usually
ready to hug.
Most times.
Yeah.
I know people. Hannah is not ready to hug a lot of the time.
No,
we still love her.
I force the hugs on her.
Right. It's good for her.
She hugged me back one time, I think.
One time.
Yeah. No, if you do it enough,
she'll come around.
No, it's at the right time. Like, when she gets a good grade, like, that's the prime time.
Nice. Right. Or, like, when you're leaving and you're not going to see her for a month.
Yep.
Then she'll give you a good one.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have friends like that? That don't want hugs? Give us a call.
Talk about your hug problem.
We can make a group therapy.
We'll come hug you.
Yeah, we'll hug you. We know how it feels.
It's okay.
We do. We can relate. We'll help you through.
There you go.
And if you're listening and you're the person that doesn't want hugs, reevaluate.
We'll contact Hannah for you. You guys can make your own little therapy.
Right. Yeah. We can all work on it together.
Yeah.
So it's going to be okay.
It's a growing mindset.
It's going to be okay.
We got this.
Cool.
Time for some music.
All right, everyone go hug it out to the song.
It's good to see you go. It's good to see you.
Woohoo! That was a good Adriana pick. That was Bad Blood by Neil Sedaka? Sedaka?
I have no idea,
Sedaka.
Honestly.
Sedaka.
I think it's Sedaka.
Not Taylor Swift.
Not Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's not Taylor Swift, guys.
No, certainly not. He is an old man.
Yes, he is.
Maybe hard to mistake. Maybe Taylor Swift's an old man in disguise this whole time.
I believe it.
Before that, we listened to Heartworms by The Shins. I like The Shins.
I feel like they've been around for a while,
and they're always like consistently good.
Whenever I hear this, I'm like, oh, this is great. And like The Shins, I'm like, oh, this is always great.
Like, they never blow my mind, but like, they're always they're just consistently good. And I think there's something to be said about consistently making just good music.
It's just very feel good.
It feels good. Nice to just like throw on and listen to.
I will say I hate that name though. Heartworms, I really don't like it.
I don't. No, no. The name of the song. I don't really like it either. Heartworms.
But it's a lyric. It's a lyric in the song.
I know.
It's like heartworms.
I get it. I get the metaphor. I get that whole thing. But like, I can't look past how gross.
Heartworm. Yeah. No.
Makes me think of an apple with worms in it. That's what
it just makes me think. Like, I need to be rushed to the hospital because I have disgusting heartworms.
Dog. Give my dog heartworm medicine. Me worrying about my dog having heartworms.
Well, all right. Once you get over that fact, nice song. And then before that, we listened to "Good to See" by Pinback.
Pinback.
Wolf.
I like Pinback. That's a good band name.
It is a good name. Pinback.
What would that be referenced?
I have no idea. I just like it.
I don't know, cause like
makes me think of pinball, but like it's not.
Makes me think of pinball too, and then just makes me think of like the back, like the. Back of just like a pin,
the pointy part.
Oh, true.
I'm not really sure.
Like pin your hair back.
Oh,
which part of the pin is the back?
What?
The pointy part or the?
No, we're talking about like a pin. Like
certainly
pin.
The back.
Like, oh, I'm talking about like a push pin.
Oh, interesting. I was not on the same page.
Also, could be pin your hair back. You know, like you're about to get wild. Like guys. Pin your hair back. Get ready.
Lots
for
of options.
I feel like with band names, it's either something that is like really cool and like meaningful and has like a really long backstory, or just like totally random. Yeah. We're walking down the street and decided.
I think this one kind of maybe should be a random one.
I don't know. I'll do some research. I'll let you know next week.
That'd be great.
So our time here is coming to a close.
No.
Very sad. The hour goes by so fast.
It really does.
It really does.
It's the best hour every week.
I agree.
So many other hours go so slow.
I know. Yeah. See, it's when you have fun. It's
my
just...
50-minute stats class is literally 5 hours,
or,
you
like,
guys.
Like working out.
That's true. Sometimes.
Well, as they say, all good things must come to an end until next week. So, true.
Thanks for listening.
I think we have maybe one or two more songs. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The show is 88 miles per hour. We'll be here again next week, and stay tuned for what's coming up next. Woo.
The first time I saw you was in your apartment. I had followed my friend's single file through the darkness. I looked your direction for excessive inspection, and I could not muster the courage to say a single word. But everyone cheated and no one could spell. You didn't say much of anything. I must have come off annoying, cause you went to bed. I walked home with my eyes low, dreaming of conversation.
everyone's stuck with something shiny from the kitchen drawer.